Well, well, mind you, by the way, Liverpool beat Crystal Palace by 3-0, while some Mets in Manchester struggle to get a goal past Southampton. It is a major step forward in this season's title race. Manchester City have dropped points now against Tottenham Hotspur and Southampton, both of whom are awful sides. Liverpool have dropped points against Chelsea. Siobhan, today you're watching a side that can compete on two fronts. It's a team that can be brilliant in the week in an emotional game against AC Milan and then do the business against Crystal Palace. They should have been 3-0 up at half time, they're 3-0 up by the end.
It's proper business as usual, this one, isn't it? It's so unbelievably satisfying. They're not shit, they're not dog shit,
they're,
like, you know, they're not crap.
They are a
they're
good
so
side.
Much better than they have been in previous seasons, and yet still, what I loved about this was that it was dead shaky for a little while there, and you're thinking, oh shit, what are they going to do to break this down? And then they go through the gears and they're barely even sweating. James Milner must be nearly 50, and that man did not even break a fucking sweat.
It's like he's not man of the match, but he's like contextual man of the match.
Purely because of that, purely because of like the context of it all, as you've just said, that man should not be able to do the things he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. That man should not be able to do the things he's doing in that scenario, but yet here he is time and time again. You don't want him to be playing right back, but you
against Will Zahar, I hasten to add.
Exactly, the moaning bastard.
You get to see the team when it drops, and I'm looking at the back four where there's three there that you're not sure about for a variety of reasons. You know, James Milner to die for us, we know that, and we know he's full of sense. Canate's debut, Shimakas has been alright so far, but all of a sudden it's a big risk. And I think that I think early on from Palace, that's why they start fast against this Liverpool team. Don't let them settle, Dave. And then finally, Liverpool start playing. And from when the point Liverpool start playing until half time, Liverpool are the absolute business.
Yeah, I mean it took a while to get going, and we had, as you say, with the three at the back who were changed over with the two different fullbacks. I think we first half in particular, you really, really saw how much we missed Trent. But then when you also don't have Robertson on the other side, it was almost like a double whammy. I think, as you said, Milner and Tsimikas both did fine and did very well in the second half. And it took the team a while to get up to speed with what was going on, but once they did, they were relentless. And Tsimikas even, I think in the second half, you could see him going more and more into the game. And I think after a few nervy things in the first half, he grew in confidence. I think the fans getting with him helped as well. And I think he realised he had the beating of Joel Ward on this side. And so once him and Konate and Milner all realised it was going to be fine, Liverpool realised it was going to be fine and put Palace to the sword.